This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:41 on Thursday morning.
It's Thursday.
Thank you, Morgan. And it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
Oh, boy.
I did everything but get my spot. Here we go.
This Alice Report is brought to you by National Internet Day.
Oh, well, I guess I'll try the internet today.
This is, I believe Nicole wrote this. Looking back at AOL's quaint You've Got Mail ads circa 97, few could imagine what the internet would mean all these years later. The internet is now our lifeline for work, school, to entertainment. National Internet Day is basically every day. Okay.
Wow.
You've got mail.
Well, thanks.
I love ever mail. Heard that. Nicole, have you ever actually heard that?
You've got mail.
Yeah. Yes. How'd you write that?
Yeah. Well, I always look up what day it is.
Of course.
So someone else wrote that.
And I know what AOL is and everything.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, and dial up and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Oh my
She's
god.
Lying again.
How
She's
old are you again?
How
old are you?
I'm 26.
So when we started here, you were two.
No.
Yes.
Three. I was three.
Okay, pushing three. Yeah. We're almost 24 years here.
Right.
You were basically somewhere between Hulk baby and Diamond.
Yes,
that's well. We were hearing You've Got Mail. You were hearing You Want a Bottle? Huh? Is baby hungry?
And honestly, I never had AOL. I've never You've Got Mail on any computer I owned or phone or wherever else that might have been. I was pretty late to the game.
I just remember it took forever, and it made that, like, a really funny noise. You're
talking about this sound right here? Hold on.
Yep.
Yeah. Even that sounds more... Yeah, there it is.
That's it.
Oh, boy.
Well,
and
anyway.
You had to be on the internet by the hour. Like... You'd get that disc from AOL and be like, oh, what's this? Let me put that in the slot right here. And suddenly you had mail, and there really wasn't that much else to do, so hourly worked. You'd be like,
that
okay.
In the slot. That's funny. anyway.
Okay, sloppy.
Right. I never did any of that. I do remember the times that I had the most trouble were when we were test running TiVo for them. And I used to have to string a 100-foot cord from where my TV lived to the phone, to the wall where the phone was, to download all the TV programs in order for the thing to work. It had to be talking through the phone line to home base.
And if you picked up, while it was downloading, if someone picked up the phone and wanted to make a phone call, that was
ruined.
That's now starting over in the 8-hour process.
Thanks.
Remember that? You'd plug it in at night and it would download like a couple weeks worth of programming. It was crazy.
Yeah.
The world. Oh, we've come so far.
We've come a long way quick. That's right. All right. So here's what's happening. We have another nice day ahead. Yesterday couldn't be beat. It was perfect.
Perfection. Yep.
So don't forget, we fall back this weekend. So time is going to change on us, and we'll be having very early evenings, which is good for me because I have to go to bed early. But I know the rest of you are like, oh, my God, it's going to be pitch black at 5 p.m.
I know. Yesterday I was like doing the sitting there. It was 4 o'clock and it was actually starting to have that late, late afternoon look. And I'm like, it's going to, this is what it's going to look like at 3 o'clock next week.
Time is changing already. Well, it's already on. Yeah, I went out to get my, the kids were playing outside. And you know how you walk out your front door and you're not thinking that someone might be there or that there's anything going on. You just walk out. You have something yes. to do. I got to go get my wetsuit from hanging off the tree and pick up my booties and bring them in. And I'm in the middle of, and these kids are, I guess they must have hit their ball into our bushes. So I walk out and they're like,
it's old man Hassan. Quick, run for it.
I'm like, what are you guys doing in my favorite bush? And they're all, oh, we're just, I'm just kidding, guys. I don't have a favorite bush. It's fine. Get whatever you need.
My favorite bush is inside.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, drum hit, Bryn.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm here all the time.
God, Bryn. Did you hear how quick she was with that?
That was pretty quick. Yeah.
She's right, too.
I was thinking about the bush she fell in that one time.
Oh, you mean in the rehab?
Yeah.
That's among his least favorite bushes.
Yeah.
Well, although it did break your fall. So
you know what? The truth is I have no recollection of falling in a bush outside the rehab and having to be brought inside. I don't.
I'm sure you've fallen into many a bush that you can't recall, Vinny.
That is not true, Clarky.
And yet it deserves another drum hit.
There's no drum hits for that.
Yeah, there is.
Anyway, we've had quite the year, and as we head into the holidays, it seems California is doing pretty darn good. We've got San Francisco, one of our biggest cities, in a yellow tier.
Which is fairly open, right?
For safety precautions due to the pandemic. Much of the Bay Area is in orange or just moved into orange, which is great news, And yet now we've got Halloween and more holidays to, I mean, I hope it's not going to set us back, but you got to worry about it,
right? There'll be setbacks here and there, but, you know, by and large, California has followed the rules that the people in the know have set out for us, and we're a considerate group. We wear our masks, and we beat the out of anybody who won't.
Whoa,
you know, that's us.
Is that us?
No, it's not us, but yeah.
Anyway, there's a precedent for this, and it is the pandemic of 1918, the one maybe you've heard about. It was,
yeah.
They say, deaths from pneumonia and influenza during that flu pandemic were high. It's the last time we've experienced something like this in America up until now. And so they looked at an article from Time Magazine, looked at the way things were then, and they're very much like now, which is, there are going to be people who will party this Halloween, and they will switch off their face mask for a Halloween mask, and they want to rage. And that's...
People do love to party, Vin. Oh, yeah.
So there are cancellations of large costume parties and street celebrations, and that's what they tried to do way back when. There were also plenty of people who said, I'm going out, and they saw spikes by it. So... Yeah. It was an interesting article to read because they just talked about how each city, even way back then, were trying to get people to stay home, trying to keep a surge from happening. We're unfortunately right in a spot where we're getting good results.
Right.
And now we're heading into the holidays where, like, for example, Solano County, which is up north towards Sacramento way, but they're spiking right now.
Oh.
And
that's my county.
The article
actually
talks about huge inappropriate gatherings in Solano County drove the coronavirus surge that is reversing reopenings. And they're actually pinpointing certain things that happened where people partied, they gathered. One of them was a funeral. There were 300 people who attended a funeral. A wedding happened, a christening, and they say another... event at a private ranch where dozens attended and no precautions were taken. They're all the result of, and I guess this is, what do they do, that contact tracing?
Yeah, yeah.
That's how they were able to see where these numbers are, why these numbers are spiking. So I just hope we can keep our cool and get through this holiday without much trouble.
Well, there's going to be some trouble. The thing is, it comes down to me to personal responsibility. Like, if you are sick, stay the F home. And if you've attended a large event, also stay home. You can get tested in a few days. They
but
need
I don't
to
miss out.
Well, you got to. You have to miss out on some stuff.
The article talks about
so
how...
So uncaring to do that.
Be advised. Avoid activities like blowing horns in a celebratory way. That spreads the germs. I guess horn blowing was a big deal back then.
Noisemakers, right? I mean,
Noisemakers, whatever. We went through that. The first time I ever witnessed it in such a grand fashion was the World Cup in South Africa, I think it was, where there's something called a vuvuzela.
Vuvuzela?
Is where, the sound of that buzzing in the background the whole time. Can you imagine if that was happening right now?
I have to say, those freaking, and that was, it made soccer unwatchable.
It did, you're right.
I was like, that is awful. It sounds like a swarm of murder hornets are coming to get me.
So
there it is. Every single person in a 100,000 capacity stadium was blowing these damn things at the
nonstop.
Same time.
It never, there was never a moment of break. It was.
We are insects.
Right. They also, in the article, as we're talking about the 1918 pandemic versus the one we're dealing with today, ticklers and brushes are forbidden.
Oh, ticklers.
I don't know what that could be. What is that?
I guess it makes they you didn't laugh,
have,
right?
Yeah, they didn't have a lot of things back then. You know, like we have little handheld fun things, and they had handheld fun things, too. They had little ticklers.
They didn't want you throwing confetti at the parties, either. Oh, that will... That? Because it's in your hands, and then it's on people's clothes, and now you're... Anyway, they dealt with it back then. There is a precedent, and it sucks, because as many people as will care and be careful, there will also be that person who says, I've had 7 beers, watch me go crazy.
Right. Mm-hmm. Go crazy. Go crazy.
Hold my beer.
Yeah.
I would also like to remind you that Edward Cullen was actually made into a vampire in 1918. He was about to die of the Spanish flu, and his now father swept in, who acts as a doctor. What's Dr. Cullen's first name?
Carlyle.
Carlyle Cullen.
Thank you so much.
He knelt down by Edward Cullen's bed and
useful information.
And gave him.
I always think the same thing whenever the Spanish flu is brought up.
Me too.
What the hell are you two talking about?
We're talking about Twilight, people.
What in the hell?
Edward Cullen, he almost died. Well, he did, technically die.
Well, Carlyle only saves people that are on the cusp of dying.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to just move on, if that's all right, because, I was actually trying to do a story, and then we've ventured off into make-believe land.
Oh, that's the best place to be.
Here's a question for you, Sarah. You like to judge stuff, so let's put on your judging gown and grab your gavel.
I am judging.
I'm ready. With the way things have gone this year for the kids, do you think that all school systems should adopt a no-fail year policy?
Oh.
Meaning... this year, no kid can fail.
No, I don't think so. I think that there should be definitely some leeway given, but no, I don't think that. I still think that they have to learn the material. So if they haven't learned the material, I almost think that the fails shouldn't count against them so much, and they should just, when things get back to normal, they'd get a little extra help on whatever algebra or,
extra help.
Something, I don't know, something.
Can you hear a teacher saying, extra help? Yeah. What, are you nuts?
Teachers love that. Look, or, maybe they got to go get a tutor. Is there places you can sign up and get tutoring?
Yeah, I
don't know. I just don't, I feel like there is plenty of kids maybe shouldn't get failed and did try hard and parents who managed to put like a workspace together for them and stuff. But then there's also people who are just like, the same people who will later squat in someone's apartment and not pay rent on it are the same people who are like, I'm not doing any work and I'm getting promoted to the third grade.
Right.
I don't know. I feel like it leeway, but not no fail.
It's a layered issue, but there are people in favor of that. Almost half of parents are saying, yeah, you can't fail my kid this year. My kid's doing everything they can, and so am I, and we can barely keep up.
Right.
So that there's that argument. I thought you'd have an interesting opinion, so it was worth an ask.
But have a parent.
There are a lot of people who are saying, yeah, that's this year just can't count.
Here's the thing. This year can't count, and everyone needs to redo this year next year. Like, I hate to say it, but I think, like, the whole world needs to get held back a year.
Crunch, I know. I know. Our text number is 800-400-3697. By the way, that's the 45% of parents think, yeah, you can't fail my kid this year. That's the survey. Mm-hmm. 38 are, anyway, whatever. Who cares? Here's what you guys said.
Parents care.
Well, they care, and I care, too, and I don't know what to say about it. You know, yeah, my kid's got to learn that stuff.
Yes.
Luckily,
right,
she's
so I don't
not...
want them to get a pass on it and then never revisit and not know her.
You know what I remember specifically about that particular sort of subject is that when I fell behind in math, I was gone, dude. Gone. Like,
that's
as soon
it.
As
you got to learn it all.
Everything rolls, and as soon as you start thinking you're a wise guy and you can get, you know, I don't need this or whatever, and you get behind, you never catch up.
That is the end for you.
Or it was for me anyway with math. We broke up for good that year.
Oh.
Sarah, you win the day with your Bush comment. LOL.
Oh,
you guys
you.
Are the best. Take care, guys. Yeah, that was a good one.
Thanks. Which
I mean,
one? Bryn the one
failed
where
with your
you
drum
fall
hit.
Into, I mean, fall into lots of random bushes there, Bryn, or that like, your favorite bushes?
You don't know where the button is?
I didn't catch the joke as fast, and I just was like, oh, man, where's that button? You know, it's one of those days.
Your studio looks great, though.
Yeah, it does. You've changed it too much, though. Clearly, that button should have stayed wherever it started.
Yeah, that button could be behind him on the row of buttons behind him. I don't even understand.
Move a lot of things around. Things are different. And it's going to be better in the long run. I'm just getting used to my new setup. All right. Get off me.
I don't know. Hearing the old dial-up reminds me of recording TV shows on VCR and hoping you don't record over someone else's videos.
Oh, my God. Like, the joy of getting a fresh pack of VCR tapes. You were like, oh, yes! Oh, great! We got brand new videotapes! Oh, yay! And then you'd carefully mark the other ones with the show that you wanted to save. And, we're really late. Coming up, I can't believe what the South Park guys are doing. It's amazing. And then I have news about Borat, too. So more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.